This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, friends, countrymen. How's everybody doing? Okay, we're learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We're explaining the comments of the Mishnah that whether you do Ha'ara or Gemar Bina or B'Shoigeg or B'Mezid or Ba'oinis or B'Ratzon, you're Kaina Ayavama. So the Gemara wants to know, my Kana. You're Kaina for what? What are you Kaina for? There are many different ramifications of being Ayavama or being married. Regarding what? Is it a Kinyan? Rav Amar Kana L'Kal. Rav says you're Kaina regarding everything. In any of these low-grade bias, you're kind of for everything. And most notably, if you are a Kohen, and she is a Yisraelis, she is Oichel B'Truma Miyad. Even if he skedaddled and he left town, and he never did a Bia Gemura, it effectuates a full marriage, and she could eat Shuma. Shmuel Amar Loikana, Shmuel says, no, you're not Kohen her, Elo Dvarim Hamurim B'Parsha. Only for the items mentioned in the parsha, in the parsha of Yibam, that it says that in the parsha of Yibam that it says whether you live with her b'shoigeg or b'mezid, b'anis b'ratzon, you're kinder for those things. For example, liroish b'nechsei achiv, that to he will inherit the estate of his brother, ulepaitra min Yibam, and she's now exempt from Yibam. That, in other words, that if he dies and he has children from a different wife, she's mutul ashuk. In other words, the first zika is gone. Or if he gives her a get, she doesn't need chalitza. So Shmuel says, you're only kind to her regarding Yerusha, regarding pattering her from the Yavam, but you're not kind to her regarding those items that are stated, you're not kind to her regarding achilas shuma. Okay, that's very important. Rav says you're kain to her. If you're a kain, she could eat shuma even with a low-grade bia. Shmuel says she can't eat shuma. Says the Gemara, min ha-nesu'in, if she was a yevama from nesu'in l'divrei ha-kol achla. Everyone agrees she could eat shuma. Daha hava ka-achla mekara. She was eating shuma from the first husband. Because if the second husband's a kain, the first husband was also a kain. So since she was eating truma from the first marriage, so the Yibam continues that allowance, and everyone agrees even a low-grade bia would allow her to eat truma if she was an almana min ha-nesu'in. Ki pligi min ha-erisin. When is there a machlokes? An almana from erisin. Rav amar oicheles. Rav says she could eat. Even though she wasn't able to eat by the husband, because a arusa does not eat truma, she could eat from the yavam. Why? The Rabbi Rachmana bia shoge kamizer. The Torah is marbe that when you live with her a low grade bia, it's kaina. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says ki Rabbi Rachmana. When is the Torah marbe a low grade bia? Lo kmo b'makambal, only to put her in the place of the husband. However, la'lume mi ba'loi, it's not going to make her stronger than the husband. And since a arusa was not able to eat truma, so if the husband dies and then she does a low-grade bia to the yavam, she won't be able to eat truma because the yavam can't be stronger than the husband. And Shmuel is of the Rav is of the opinion that Torah is marba bia shogeg kemezid, even though she fell from erisin. But Shmuel says the Torah is only marbe b'makayim the baal, but not la'alume mi baal. Says the Gemara, v'azda Shmuel l'tamei. Shmuel goes according to his rationale. The Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, kol shehabal machil yava machil. If the husband was able to make her eat truma, the yavam can make her eat truma. V'chol she'ein habal machil. But if the husband was not able to be Michael because it was only from erisin, then Yavam Einoi Michael, a Yavam can be Michael if you do a Bia Gemura. Everyone agrees, by the way, that if she falls from erisin and the Yavam does a Bia Gemura, that she could eat truma. The shaila is, what if she does a bia gerua, a low grade bia? So Rav says he does a low grade bia. The Torah is marbe bia b'shoyge. Shmuel says no, it's only to put you in the place of the husband, not to make you better than the husband. So amanam and hanesuin, everyone agrees a low grade bia would allow her to eat truma. The shaila is, what about an amanam and an erusin? Rav says there are marbe bia shoyge kamezid. Any bia, and Shmuel says no, they only make you like the husband, but not any better. Meisvei. So they argue by Almanam and Erison. Bas Yisrael, Pikachas, a mentally stable Jewish girl, Shenesarsa l'koyen Pikach, who she did Erison to a Koyen, who's also mentally stable. V'lahispik l'koyen, so he didn't have a chance to do Nesuin, Ad Shenescharish, until he became a Cheresh. So basically, he was never sane to be able to consummate the marriage. Eino Oichala, she's not going to eat Truma, because she's an Arusa, and as an Asua, he was a Cheresh. And a Cheresh is not a Bardas. Meis, if he died, V'nafluf Ne'yavim, and she falls to the Yavim, who's a Cheresh, Oicheles, she could eat truma. Now, a Yavam who's a Cheresh cannot do a superior bia. He could only do an inferior bia because he doesn't have das. Now, in this case, she's falling from Erison because by the time the suin was done, the husband was a Cheresh. And then he died. And she falls before a Yavam Cheresh. She's allowed to eat Truma. And in this scenario, the Koyach of the Yavam is greater than the Koyach of the Baal. Says Gemara, Bishlam al Rav Nicha. According to Rav, this is very good. Rav's opinion is, even an Amana from an Erasin, if the Yavam does Bia, the Torah is marbe that Bia, and the Torah says that Bia would allow you to eat Truma. Ella l'Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel is shver. Because according to Shmuel, when you fall from Erison, if you don't do a Bia Gemura, you're not Oicheles b'tshuma. Says the Gemara, Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel would say, no, you read the Brayse as follow. Ema hachi. V'lo hispik l'koinsa ad sheneschareish. He did not have a chance to be koines her until she became a cheresh. He didn't have a chance to do Nesu'in until he became a Cheresh. Eino Echeles b'Truma. She's not going to eat Truma. Kanas. If the first guy did do Nesu'in, v'achar kach nescharish, Echeles, Shalit. Meis v'nafal of Ne'yavam, Cheresh, Echeles, because in this case, she's falling min ha-Nesu'in. And what does it mean in this case? The Yavam is better than the Baal. How is the Yavam better than the Baal? The husband allows her to eat Truma because the husband became a Cheresh after he did Nesu'in. So how would Shmuel read the Braisa, and in this case, Ubezu Yafek Koyach HaYavam Mikoyach HaBaal? The answer is it's true, because in this case, the Baal, if he would have been a Cheresh Me'ikara, she wouldn't be allowed to eat Truma. But the Yavam, who's a Cheresh Me'ikara, could eat Shuma. So this is the first version of the Machloikes, Rav and Shmuel. From Nesu'in, everyone agrees that a low-grade Bia would allow you to eat Shuma, because you take the place of the husband. They argue about Mina Erison. Rav says, we're Marbe Bia Grua. And even though Mina Erison, she couldn't eat Shuma, but now that she's a Yavam, she could eat Shuma. And Shmuel says, no, we're only Marbe Bia Grua to put you in the place of the Baal, but not to make you any better. Says the Holy Talmud Bavli, V'ika da'amri, some interpret the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel as follows. Mina Erison, the Rekha Loyach. Everyone agrees an Almana from Erison cannot eat Shuma. If she does a Bia Grua. she didn't eat in the life of her husband. So if you do bia now, she's not going to be allowed to eat chuma. Ki pligi min hanesu'in. They argue if it was amanu min hanesu'in. Rav amar oicheles. Rav says that a bia shoigeg would allow her to eat chuma. The havas achlame kar, she was able to eat chuma before. Ushmul amar eno oicheles. Because ki rabbi rachman a bia shoigeg kamezid, that's only the garbe garshining her. And legabe, other things that Torah talks about, pattering her from Yibum. But the other shita is that Amanu min ha'erusin, she cannot eat Shuma. They argue min ha'nesu'in. Rav says she could eat. Shmuel says she can't eat. Ay, v'amar Rav Nachman, amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Kol shahabal machil yava machil. But Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, so long as the husband allows you to eat chuma, the yavam could allow you to eat chuma. So how could Shmuel say that amanu min hanesu'in, if you do bia b'shoige, you can't eat chuma, but anytime the baal is machil, a yavam is machil? No, not any time the Baal is Meichel, min ha'nesu'im, the Yavam is Meichel. Eima kol bia sha'abal Meichel ba Yavam Meichel ba. Any type of bia that a husband would allow her to eat shuma, namely a bia with das, the Yavam could allow her to eat shuma. V'chol bia she'ena ba Meichel ba. Any bia that a husband would not be allow her to eat shuma, namely a bia sheloi ba das, Yavam na mila ena Meichel ba. Eina Yavam Meichel ba. So this is the second version of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. This version, Amanu min ha'erusin, everyone agrees, she can eat Shuma. The Machlokes is Amanu min ha'nesu'in. Rav says that we're marbe the Yavama like the Baal. We're marbe the Yavam like the Baal. And since before she was able to eat Shuma, she could continue eating Shuma. Shmuel says no, not with a bia guru. Says the Gemara, Meisve will ask a question. Bas Yisrael pikach hashinasar salakoyim pikeach. A Jewish girl who is mentally stable that does erusin to a koyim pikeach. Vlahispik lakoyim sad shinascharish, and he didn't have a chance to do the nesuin until he became deaf. Enoi chelas. She can't eat shuma because she's not a nesua. Mace, if he died, v'naflof ne'yavam, chirish oicheles. V'zu yafe koyach yavam mikoyach bal. Now this brisa seems to be a steer to everyone, because it's saying that min ha'erusin, you're allowed to eat truma, and according to this version of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, everyone agrees min ha'erusin, you cannot eat truma. So how is Rav going to reconcile this? This is, seems to be saying that you're even allowed to eat truma, Mina Erisin. Says the Gemara, Bishlam or Larav, Bishlam according to Rav, who says that Mina Nesuin you can eat Shuma, Metarez Kidatarz Meikara will read the Brisa the way Shmuel read the Brisa in the first version, namely, he didn't have a chance to marry her until she saw Eino Chazut Shuma. But if he married her and then he's in the Scharish, Oicheles, she could. So Rav would say it's talking about where Nesuin was done, and that's why the Yavam could do, could make her eat Truma. So Rav would explain this Brisa the way Shmuel did in the first Lashon. Elo l'shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel, it's difficult. According to Shmuel, it's shver. Because according to Shmuel, according to this version, even min ha'nesu'in, she cannot eat truma. So the Gemara says, kasha, it's taka difficult. So, it is somewhat more than difficult. Why does the Gemara say it's only kasha? Why is it not tiyufta? That's hard to understand. But that concludes the this sugya. Basically, we have two versions, Machlek, Rav, and Shmuel. According to the first version, Amanam and Anasuan, everyone agrees a weak Bia would allow her to eat Truma. They argue about Amanam and Erosin. And according to the second version, Amanam and Erosin, a weak Bia cannot allow you to eat Truma. They argue by Amanam and Anasuan. Rav says it, Amanam and Hanasuin, with the weak Bia, you are Koineher. And Shmuel says, no, you're not Koine Legabe Truma. Okay, we move on to a new sugya. Tanu Rabbanan. Bas Yisrael Pikacha Shinasar Silakon Pikach. You have a Jewish girl who is mentally sane and stable, who has Erosin to a stable Koyen. He didn't have a chance to do Nisuin until he became crazy. She can't eat Shuma. So she's not going to be able to eat Shuma out the husband, because the husband never did Nisuin as a sane human being. Noilad Laben, but if she has a child, she could eat Shuma. Rashi explains, because of her son, like it says, V'ilid Beisai Hem Yoichel Balachmai. So since the son could eat Shuma, the mommy could eat Shuma. Oh, says the Gemara, Noilad La Ben, if she had a child, Oichala, she could eat Shuma. Meis HaBen, if the child died, Rav Nosson Oimer Oichala, so Rav Nosson says, she could still eat Shuma, V'chachamim Oimerim Ein Oichala, so Chacham says she can't eat Shuma. My time with Rav Nosson, what's the logic of Rav Nosson? Amar Rabba, Hol shekvar achla. You know what the logic of Rav Nosson is? Since she already ate in the past, she's allowed to continue to eat. Basically, she's grandfathered in through the kid, even though the kid's dead. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, when it comes to truma, there's no grandfathering. Elamayata basi shoshinis is a kain. If a Jewish woman married a kain, umis, and the kain died, umis le techal, she could continue to eat shekvar achla because she already ate. Of course not. Elakivan de Mace, since the husband died. Les de Mesle, since he died. Pakale Kedusha Se. So the Kedusha Sakuhuna leaves her. Mina from her. Hachanami here also, where she had a child. Kivan de Mesle, if the child died. Paka Kedusha Se Mina, the Kedusha leaves her. The same way a Jewish woman that was married to a Kohen, when the Kohen dies, she cannot continue to eat Truma, because her whole right is through the Kohen, and when the Kohen dies, she loses it, and we don't see she's grandfathered in. So too, a woman who did Erisin, and the Nisuin was as a Cheresh. So very nice, if she has a child, she could eat, but if the child died, she should not be able to eat anymore. Why is it any different than if her husband died? Just like if her husband died, she can't eat Truma. If she was eating because of the child and the child dies, she shouldn't be allowed to eat Truma. Ela Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kasava Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson holds, Nesue Cheresh Machilim B'Truma. The truth is, doing Nesuin to a Cheresh allows her to eat Truma. Rashi says like this. The truth is, if you do Kedushin when you're a Pikeach, when he was a Pikeach, she could eat Truma Midaraisa from the time of Erison. Because it says, V'koin ki yikin nefesh kinyan kasbay. The Rabbanan were geyser until you're Kanes L'chupa because of a gzera that she's going to bring the Truma back to her family, to her brothers and sisters. But this guy, but this woman, at the time of the Kenyan, he was a bendas. And midaraisa that allows her to eat Truma. And now he brought her l'chuppah. So we're not afraid of the gzera d'rabbanan that she's going to feed it to her family because she's living with him. But we're not, now we're, so you'll say, maybe we should be goyzer nesu'e cheresh atu kedushe. Cheresh is not a Kenyan. So that the rabbanan are goyzer nesu'e cheresh to Kedushe Cheresh. And Rav Nosson's not Goizer. Ela Amar Rav Yosef Kosava Rav Nosson Nesue Cheresh Machilin B'Truma. Rav Yosef holds. Rav Yosef says Rav Nosson holds Nesue Cheresh Yer Machil B'Truma. And we are not Goizer Nesue Cheresh to Kedushe Cheresh. So Abai says, if that's the case, what does the kid have anything to do with it? She could eat shuma even if there's no kid. Why does she have to have a child? It could just say like this. Noilad la ben oichelas, and even if not noilad la ben oichelas, mes ha ben Reb Nosson oichelas, and Reb Nosson would say even if they never had a kid to begin with oichelas, v'chacham amr ein oichelas. Amr le ba yihachi noilad la ben lamali, says the Gemara, mishum rabbanon, because the rabbanon. That the chiddush is that the rabbanon are moida that if a child is born, you could eat the chuma. I v'lifle Reb Nosson alayo bereisha. Why is Reb Nosson only arguing with him by the case of noilad laben and meis haben? Why is Reb Nosson only arguing about noilad laben meis haben? Reb Nosson should argue even if there never was a son. The lifleg Reb Nosson alayo bereisha. So Gemara says shavik lei lehul rabbanan adam esayim milsayot. Reb Nosson allowed the chachamim to finish their words. Vahadar palagala, and then he argued on them in the case of meis haben. But the truth is, he would argue on them even in the case where there was never a son. Says Gemara yachi listening meis haben eino eichelas. Reb Nosson oimer eichelas. Kasha. Ihachi Rashi says that Reb Nosson is going on the Reisha also, and he's just waiting until the Rabbanim finish the words. So it should say, Meis haben oil eno eicheles, Reb Nosson omer eicheles. This way the words of the Reb Nosson are going and are said as one statement. This way you'll make the words of Rabbanim like as one statement, and then Reb Nosson would argue about both cases, even where there was no son, or if there was and the son died. But now you can't say that he waited until he finished, because if that's the case, why didn't it just say Meis haben eino oicheles, Reb Nosson oimer oicheles? And then it would have been clear that Reb Nosson's going back on both cases of maybe where there was no son to begin with, or there was and the son died. The fact that it's said it this way, it's Mashmah Reb Nosson only says Oicheles if it's Noilad Haben and then Meis Haben. Okay, so the Gemara concludes Kasha, it's Taka Shver. It's Taka a question why Reb Nosson said his words in this fashion. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. Wishing everyone a good night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Feel good. And we'll see you tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. Kol tov.
It brings you down from in the Arshal at the Ritzel says why before it said Kasha not Yufta.
Okay, why?
Was because since the Braisa was amended even according to Rav, so therefore Shmuel could argue then just say that that at the end it's Eina Yechelas. Meaning, according to the first version, we're only amending it according to Shmuel, not according to Rav. Once we're amending it now, according to the second version, according to Rav, so even Shmuel could say that it's Eino Yechelas.
Oh, we're going to change it to you can't eat it.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you're able to change it for Rav, you can change it to Shmuel.
Right.
To the first version, so,
right. If you could change the case, you could change the statement of the halacha. Okay. Okay, very good. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Kol tov, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.